Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian Ministry of Health is aiming to manufacture 306 CT scanner units by 2027 to expand access to screening and diagnostic services for citizens nationwide. Director General Pharmaceuticals and Medical Devices at the Ministry, Lucia Rizka Andalusia, on Monday revealed that there are still many people who do not have access to screening devices that use advanced technologies such as CT scanners. Quoted from AntaraNews.com, Andalusia informed that the government is prioritizing the domestic production of 10 types of medical devices. Of the total, 7 use medium technology that can be made locally. Meanwhile, the remaining 3, namely CT scan, MRI, and PET scan devices, require medium to high technology. Chairperson of Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry or KADIN Anindya Bakri has emphasized the importance of building strong synergy with local governments to encourage investment. Anindya Bakri also highlighted the need for increased collaboration with local government by involving KADIN representatives in each provinces. Besides strengthening the industrial sector, quoted from antaranews.com, it is said there is a need to bolster the trade sector, both through interprovincial and international cooperation. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, hello over there. I'd like to say happy day for everybody. At the Voice of Indonesia studio, we are currently, a lot of people are eating fish with a very special sauce called Andaliman. It's from North Sumatra. And I wish if it happens to be a lunchtime in your place, I'd like to wish you a nice lunch. And if you are still busy or even forget your lunch, please take it now. Do not forget about it, because it can be, well, harmful for your body to skip any meals. Anyway, I'm Steve, is in here on the back, and we'll bring you more information from Indonesia. And for everybody who is quite tired today, even if today is, when is today? Today is Tuesday. I believe many people are, well, a little bit tired because after a long weekend, you gotta go having some activities again. So here is by one number by The Massive entitled Jangan Penyerah. Stay tuned on RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on vonis.id and RRI Digital Mobile App.
Ada manusia yang terlahir sempurna. Jangan kau sesali segala yang telah terjadi. Kita pasti pernah dapatkan cobaan yang berat. Kan hidup ini tak ada artinya lagi. Syukuri apa yang ada. Hidup adalah anugerah. Tetap jalani hidup ini, melakukan yang terbaik. Ada manusia yang terlahir sempurna. Jangan kau sesali segala yang telah terjadi. hambanya yang sabar dan tak kenal putus asa.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music quarter presents a song by Jemima Cita. Juanita Jemima Cita, better known as Jemima Cita, was born in Jakarta, September 14, 1999, and became known after participating in a talent search event on a national private TV station in 2021. After that, she started her professional career as a singer with song titled Separu in December 2021. On November 22, 2024, she returned to greet her fans with a new meaningful song full entitled Kamu Tak Sendiri, or You're Not Alone. This song tells about emotional support and empathy for people who are facing difficulties. Everyone will definitely face difficulties and problems. However, how someone deals with them is something that must be done in order to be able to rise and become better in the future with the support of others who make you feel not alone in facing it. Listeners, here is Jemima Cita with Kamu Tak Sendiri.
Penuh gelisah, tak tentu arah. Oh, oh, kamu tak sendiri. Pernahkah kamu memaksa kuat, walau hatimu terasa berat? Banyak mimpi yang tak kunjung nyata. Oh, kamu tak sendiri. Berlari dijatuhkan, berucap dipatahkan, terjatuh sendirian seperti tiada teman. Kita yang tak didengar, tenang jangan kau diam. Kamu tak sendiri.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is quotes of the day. It's better to die on a dirt instead of living like a corpse. This quote means it's better to die instead of bearing a great shame. A quote from Sultan Hasanuddin. Listener, Sultan Hasanuddin was the 16th king of Goa in the 1600s. The Goa kingdom believed in a god that created the earth and the ocean that is shared for all human race and not exclusively to anyone, including at that time the colonizer. Sultan Hasanuddin was known for being firm, courageous, and never giving up. And for those qualities, the Dutch dubbed Sultan Hasanuddin as the Rooster of the East. And listener, that's quotes of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
And listener, the Indonesian Ministry of Environment is currently preparing a regulation about the protection and management of mangrove ecosystem. And stated by Rasio Rido Sani, the Minister's Deputy for Pollution and Environmental Damage Control, that the regulation will cover matters related to planning, utilization, damage control, supervision, and law enforcement. Special for rehabilitation, the regulation will affirm using a science-based approach focused on multi-party collaboration and community involvement, carrying out planting in specific locations, and taking measures that have an impact on people's life. And the same approach will be used for mangrove utilization, including research development and education.
Mungkin ku tak sanggup
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sayangku kau begitu.
So if you like the badminton, I got the schedule for this day. Today's Indonesia Open 2025 that kick off on Tuesday at Istora Senayan, Jakarta. And it seems that it had been kicking off since 9 a.m. this morning, in which several Indonesian athletes are going against the other countries. And although in a nutshell, in Indonesia, we sent like 21 teams, like 3 in men's single, 2 in women's single, and 3 in men's double. And then there are also 7 in the women's double and 6 in the mixed double. And for today, only 12 representation of Indonesia will be playing in the first day of Indonesia Open 2025. And they are including, well, a lot of Indonesians against Singapore, China Taipei, Malaysia, India, Singapore, etc. And if you happen to be in Indonesia and you like badminton, I promise you that the Indonesia Open will be very, very worth it for you to watch. In the meantime, if you admire a lot of athletes, I'd like to play you this song. We have Mocha with Secret Admirer. If you admired Indonesia, especially the voice of Indonesia, you can go to our application, which is called RRI Digital, available for Android and also iOS, in which you can listen all programs from all stations of Radio Republik Indonesia or RRI, and also good programs and even interesting, how do we call it, interesting podcast playlist, etc. And now I am opening the RRI Digital mobile app, and I'd like to read you some comments from Sri Bhagwan Sharma, who sent a lot of messages. So apparently, I believe that Sri Bhagwan Sharma was listening to a lot of programs by the Voice of Indonesia, and he said that his favorite program is Indonesian Wonder, and it is talking about the cousins of rice flour, etc. And he said that Daulat interviewed an authority on Colombia about traffic management in his country, which is a nice interview. Thank you very much, Sri Bhagwan Sharma. And also we have Wafa Abbas, or Wafa Abbas or Kalab Abbas, which I'm not getting it wrong. We have Wafa Abbas who said that we have a wonderful transmission and he has turned in his car even through internet. Wow, thank you very much for listening to us in a lot of ways. And once again, you can listen to this broadcast on the application RRI Digital and even the website called vrnews.id and more from Indonesia is coming up next. After this one by Ari Lasso, Mr. Ilahi, you'll be listening to a story about disaster being blessing, which is Galunggung bringing blessings. Stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Aku masih di sini, mendekap hampa di hati, hingga kini menghantui tentang arti hidup ini. Waktu terus berputar tanpa bisa menawar manisnya segala sanjung puji menjadi pahit caci maki. Semakin lemah, terkikis oleh amarah. Sesaat aku tersentak, ingin rasanya berteriak. Masihkah ada cinta tersisa untuk jiwa yang terluka? Segala yang terjadi dalam hidupku ini adalah sebuah
alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom clouds of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which showered Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the districts, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewiwisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan, kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke at the time general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wah, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post, I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted, the mountain erupted. At that time, it was not yet to the team, Saifullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, Senin, there was no eruption. Selasa, Rabu, only smoke Rabu, on Monday, Rabu, on Monday, besar. Tuesday, Wednesday, Senin, Thursday. Senin, Selasa, Rabu, Thursday evening, the big eruption besar. Happened.
Dari Senin, Selasa,
so
Rabu,
on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Mengeluarkan lahar.
But on Monday, Tuesday, gemuruh, Wednesday, Thursday occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we stored water burn, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was perfectly collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture lands is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimal 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots, 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam. Kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of galunggung dust, there is volcanology dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plant growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmer that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung dust does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras galunggung yang diproduksi beras dari air galunggung itu.
Before galunggung erupted, its product was normal.
Sehingga mempunyai harga yang cukup memuaskan.
The product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Percaya itu merek
galunggung rice.
Beras
which is
Cianjur,
produced from galunggung
water. Di supermarket mana tuh ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mart of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality of the rice. The soaking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms.
Really,
the soaking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Marketology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
Itu we produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tens of tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Gapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. They are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah, dengan adanya letusan Galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan dulu mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, panennya. 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it?
Ton, kalau lagi bagus,
Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Nah itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources sendiri, and bring about more benefit bagus, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safulo, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Kamelia, bangkitkan kembali rinduku mengajakku ke sana. Ingin ku berlari mengejar seribu bayangmu, Kamelia. Tak pedulikan ku terjang, biarpun harus ku tembus padang hilalang. Tiba-tiba langkahku terhenti, sejuta tangan telah menahanku. Ingin ku maki mereka berkata, tak perlu kau berlari mengejar mimpi yang tak pasti. Hari ini juga mimpi, maka biarkan ia datang di hatimu, di hatimu. Bolehkah berkata tak perlu kau berlari mengejar mimpi yang tak pasti. Hari ini juga mimpi, maka biarkan ia datang di hatimu, di hatimu, di hatimu, di hatimu, di hatimu, di hatimu, di hatimu.
Voice of Indonesia.